Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's an honor to serve, and even a bigger honor to have this much confidence coming from the constituents of House District 12.
It's not the first time you've been through a contested primary.
No, it seems like it's our program, and you know what? It's healthy. It gives us an opportunity to get out and visit with the people that we work with every day, and it just solidifies those relationships we've built over the last two sessions and three primaries. So, well, of course, we had a runoff at 1.2. So, you know, it just enhances our relationship. It makes those relationships stronger, and it helps us to be more effective in the legislature for this rural district that, you know, I think is one of the best districts in the state of Texas.
Do you think having those ongoing relationships helped you in today's election where you did not have to deal with the runoff?
Oh, absolutely. We look at the boxes and the turnout, and, you know, I wish I could share the text from all the people throughout the district. You know, our margins of victory in Limestone Falls and Robertson counties are tremendous. You know, obviously we live here in Brazos, and we've got a lot of friends that know us and want us to serve and help us a lot. And then you look at our commitment from the folks up in the northern east part of McLennan County. Just blessed with a lot of new friends and relationships that will last the rest of mine and my family's lifetime throughout the district.
And talk about the turnout, numerically speaking, seemed really big.
You know what? It makes you feel good when you get that many votes cast for you. In the past, voter turnout so low, but standing at the Brazos Center today, being at Wellburn and then spending a lot of time at Aldersgate and seeing lines from lunchtime on it makes you feel good to be an American, made you feel good to be a Texan. This is what it's all about, people exercising their right to vote, and they all took advantage of that today. And when people were leaving the voting booth and coming back to the parking lot, they said, "We're just glad we had the opportunity to vote." And that's the spirit. That's the kind of folks we want voting and supporting us. And, you know, it made you feel really good today.
Well, the campaigning's over with. Election day is come and gone, but January's not that far off. I bet you have plenty of work to do between now and the start of the next session.
January? Yes, we start tomorrow. We've got meetings tomorrow afternoon. We'll be at a legislative summit Wednesday and Thursday, and then Friday I'll be at the Woodlands talking that elusive issue, water. So we've got, it never ends, it doesn't stop, and, you know, I'm glad that we have the opportunity to continue working with these folks, knowing that we will be there in the 85th.
What else have I missed that you want to share with listeners about the campaign, about Election Day?
You have not missed anything other than giving me the opportunity to say thank you to the voters of District 12 for their confidence in mine and my team's results that we deliver every day and our commitment to this district.
Do I have it all covered?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Well, stay in touch. Like to keep up with interim things as we get further along in the spring and summer. So,
absolutely. They'll pop up shortly, I'm sure, now that these races – once these contested runoffs are done, we know we'll have a little better idea what's going on in the legislature from here on till January, till we kick it off again.